to Language of God. I'm Colin Hoogerwerth, the producer of the show. I have two boys, and when my older was still pretty young, about one, and just learning to talk and still sitting in a high chair, he used to occasionally find a little bit of food that had dropped down beside him, and he'd lift it up and hold it in the air and say, "Bonus!" That's kind of what today's episode is. So you might know we recently launched a big podcast series about food called The Gift of Food. It's 5 episodes long. You can find it in the feed right above this. The way these series work is that we do a bunch of interviews, in this case about 15 different interviews, and we end up talking about a bunch of stuff, and sometimes only a few minutes actually makes it into our produced episodes. But there's a lot more great stuff that happens in those conversations. So we wanted to bring you some of that, the extra bits that deserve a little love. The segment you're about to hear is from a conversation I had with Steve McMullen. Steve is a professor of economics at Hope College, which is my alma mater. Steve comes into the food series a couple of times in our episodes about eating meat, and then again in the last episode in a section, very appropriately, about food economics. I thought the conversation about food economics was an important part of this series, because in some ways it seems that food has become more of an economic commodity than a gift. I think science in general can do kind of the same thing, which is to turn something that could be thought of as a gift or a miracle into something quantifiable, reduced only to what's measurable about it. So at the end of my conversation with Steve, I asked him about this tension. Here's the clip. I think I find that there can be a tendency to forget that food is a gift because it has become so commodified, so marketed, packaged. And so I think the key there is to find that back, to recognize that it is still food, both from the consumer end and probably from the producer end, which seems like maybe it has gone wrong in a lot of places, like chicken farming or something. So,
well, let's, if you would allow me, let me tie that in just a second. So sure. there's a theme in the Bible about provision of food being a sign of God's faithfulness to God's people. This is particularly strong in the Old Testament, where just about everybody was engaged in producing food for a living. And it was an agrarian economy. And furthermore, they were dependent on rain, primarily in that region of the world, to provide that food. And so there's a very deep sense of dependence on God for the daily sustenance. One of the great gifts and curses of the modern world is that many of us no longer worry about food because we are wealthy. And food has become cheap, and we have found ways to make food production very dependable. And so we no longer have to ask God every day in a very existential way, "Please provide me food for tomorrow." We forget that because we're no longer worried about it. So that's a symptom of our wealth. And inevitably, it has resulted in us being less, I think, less thankful for those things which are very easy to take for granted. This is the challenge. This is a challenge of being a Christian in the modern world, is that it's easy to be less thankful for material goods. It's not just about food, but that's a piece that comes along with wealth. I think that's one of the main pitfalls of being rich. And we want all the world to be this rich because we want humanity to flourish. But we should just recognize that the pitfall, the problem there is that we might be less thankful. Or one of the main problems is we might be less thankful, and we might take for granted the things that God is providing us in great abundance.
Yeah. Then the last question is, any tips for how to be thankful?
You know, honestly, just to come full circle here for a second, when I started asking, what impact does my diet have on the world around me? What impact would my diet have on the lives of actual animals? I started looking at food differently. So that I found I couldn't celebrate or be thankful for a cheeseburger in the same way once I knew, or if I was conscious of, or if I thought at all about the fact that cheeseburger required cows to live in a system that I thought they should not live in. And cows have it a lot better than pigs and chickens, right? So maybe the chicken sandwich is the way to go here. But on the flip side, when I was able to make a meal that I could eat, knowing that it, you know, if I can have a delicious vegan meal, on the flip side, I was able to be thankful in a way that was consistent with my convictions, that allowed me to sort of express and feel thankfulness and love for God's creation in a way that I had previously taken for granted. So the discipline of thinking about the impact of my choices in turn fueled a kind of affection for the world, but also a kind of thankfulness that I had kind of let slide.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true for everyone, but I think sometimes we can make in asking these ethical questions, we can also use that to fuel a change in the way we view the world. So that it is more of, we can view the world as a gift better, I think, when we're thinking of our relationship to it.
Thanks to Steve McMullen for that conversation. You can find him in the food series in the episodes just above these ones in the podcast feed. Language of God is produced by BioLogos. It has been funded in part by the Fetzer Institute. Fetzer supports a movement of organizations who are applying spiritual solutions to society's toughest problems. Get involved at Fetzer.org. And by the John Templeton Foundation, which funds research and catalyzes conversations that inspire people with awe and wonder. And BioLogos is also supported by individual donors and listeners like you who contribute to BioLogos. Language of God is produced and mixed by Colin Hugerworth. That's me. Our theme song is by Breakmaster Cylinder. BioLogos offices are located in Grand Rapids, Michigan, in the Grand River watershed. If you have questions or want to join in a conversation about this episode, find the link in the show notes for the BioLogos Forum, or visit our website, biologos.org, where you'll find articles, videos, and other resources on faith and science. Thanks for listening.